And as we said earlier in our news today, the National Assembly of People's Power, the Cuban Parliament, is meeting this weekend for the third ordinary period of sessions of the body's ninth legislature, during which Cuban deputies are scheduled to vote on the country's new electoral features and national symbols laws. This after all three bills were submitted to broad parliamentary discussions earlier this week. We now bring you statements by Parliament Vice President Ana María Mari Machado to our colleague from the Spanish Department, Dairon Caballero. This third period of sessions of the National Assembly marks the implementation of the new Constitution of the Republic of Cuba. Lawmakers will focus on three major bills, the first one having to do with what our new Constitution stipulates regarding the country's electoral law, which aims to improve our electoral and political systems, make them even more democratic, while retaining the core principles of our socialist society and the role of our people in decision-making. During this parliamentary session, Cuban lawmakers are also debating key economic and social issues. It's worth noting that our country is implementing concrete actions towards fulfilling all 17 sustainable development goals contained in Agenda 2030 of the United Nations. For many countries, this is still a chimera, but for us here in Cuba, we can proudly say today that our country already exhibits concrete positive results, which is a direct consequence of the strong political will of our revolutionary government. The Cuban senior lawmaker referred to the people's expectations regarding this third ordinary session of the Cuban Parliament. We all expect results. That's what our people hope for. Expectations are high, and this is simply natural, because this is an assembly that represents all of us, the people. Cuban women, men, youth, children, the elderly, we are all represented here, directly or indirectly. Every parliamentary debate focuses on our people, advance and defend our collective interests as an independent and sovereign nation. In fact, women and the youth have a strong presence in our National Assembly. 53.22% of deputies of our National Assembly are women, and the youth represent 13%. And we are talking here about young workers and university students who are deputies, members of our National Assembly. It is also worth noting that most of us, more than 80% of all Cuban lawmakers, were born after 1959 and have been raised under our socialist revolution. So we can speak also of a renewed parliament, one which is holding high the great banner of socialism with our own Cuban characteristics. Those were statements to Radio Havana, Cuba, by the Vice President of the Cuban Parliament, Ana María Mari Machado, speaking about the ongoing third ordinary period of sessions of the legislative body's ninth legislature, which is meeting this Saturday and Sunday here in the Cuban capital, to, among other things, elect the National Electoral Council, an entity that will be in charge of organizing elections in Cuba at all levels.